Not all natural disasters are created equal. This is Geoff Parrish. Not all disasters are created equal, and once created, not all disasters unfold equally due to the human part of the equation. The December 26th earthquake and tsunami in South Asia was a particularly nasty example. Humans can make the ravages of nature less severe or worse. With a tsunami, mangrove trees planted years ago for just this purpose served to break the waves in coastal India. Elsewhere, the harvesting of coral reefs took away a natural barrier that would have saved countless lives. But the greatest artificial hazards in this tragedy are not environmental, they are political. Precious days were wasted, particularly by the Bush administration, while the scope of the crisis became clearer. For five successive business days, the White House, vacating in Crawford, gradually escalated its response from a pitiful $15 million with no public appearance by W to $350 million with a mass military mobilization. Finally, it seemed, our government got it. Or not. Two of the hardest hit areas are also war zones, Sri Lanka, where the rebel Tamil Tigers have control of the northeast part of the country, and Sumatra, where the guerrillas in Aceh province have been fighting a long-running war for secession from Indonesia. Another stricken country, Burma, is an international pariah due to a drug-running, thuggish military government. The news from Sri Lanka has been relatively encouraging. There, rebels and the central government have been working together to coordinate relief efforts to the stricken areas. But Indonesia is another story. For years, Congress has gone back and forth on whether to forbid military aid to Indonesia because of the horrific human rights record of that country's military, in both East Timor and Aceh province. In Aceh, up to 90% of the war's casualties are civilian, most at the hands of marauding military death squads. Since May 2003, more than 2,000 people have died in Aceh under martial law and a civil emergency. The area was closed to foreigners, and after the quake, the Indonesian government wasted precious days deciding whether to allow foreign relief efforts and media in. Eventually, the government and the Free Aceh movement declared a ceasefire, but there have been reports that the Indonesian military has been using disaster relief as a cover for additional operations attacking guerrillas. These are the partners that, of necessity, the United States government and private relief organizations are forced to work with to deliver food, water, and desperately needed supplies. Beneath it all, there is the danger of official corruption, endemic in Indonesia and many of the other stricken countries. To a greater or lesser degree, all of the ravaged countries in Asia and Africa are poor, some desperately so. This, too, is a condition inflicted by humans. The sickest humor of the week was the notion that Jeb Bush had some sort of expertise relevant to relief for this disaster because of his experience in Florida's hurricanes. The U.S., with its wealth and the sophistication of its emergency preparedness and response activities, suffers few casualties during natural disasters. Jeb Bush had never seen anything remotely like what awaited him in Indonesia. The better comparison is with Iraq, where the British journal Lancet estimates that over 100,000 civilians have died since the U.S. invasion began in April 2003. Plenty of Americans have seen this firsthand. As criticism of the Bush administration mounted for its relatively slow response, congressional Democrats began calling for funds to be transferred out of the $15 billion already appropriated and not being spent for Iraqi reconstruction. Reconstruction will also be the trickiest phase of this disaster. After the international media has moved on, will the Indonesian or Sri Lankan governments, for example, use reconstruction aid to play politics with the regions that want to secede? And if so, how many more people will suffer or die as a result? The power of nature is awesome. The power of humans to unnecessarily compound a tragedy is only slightly less so. From KPCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.